North Carolina's 6.2% jobless rate isn't just the lowest it's been since the recession. It's lower than the national rate of 6.3%. That also hasn't happened for several years. Governor Pat McCrory said in a statement, quote, "We continue to see encouraging signs in North Carolina's economy with each month that passes." The governor also says there's still a lot of work to be done. John Quinterno agrees.
I think there's truth to that. I mean, if you look at conditions, we have seen improvement in a number of labor market indicators over the past year or so.
Quinterno is a principal with South by North Strategies in Chapel Hill, a research firm specializing in economic and social policy. He also agrees with the governor there is a lot of work to be done.
In many ways, have a labor market that is not performing as well as it did before the recession. So on many indicators, we actually are still worse off than we were in North Carolina a little over six and a quarter years ago.
The State Commerce Department reports the number of people working in the state increased by 69,300 people in the past year. But Quinterno says compared to December 2007, when the national economy fell into recession, North Carolina is still short by tens of thousands of payroll jobs. And many of the jobs that have been created are low wage. So what does 6.2% unemployment really mean in this state? Economists, analysts, and workers' rights groups say one main reason the jobless rate is dropping is because the labor force is shrinking.
We're seeing that there are thousands of people dropping out of the labor force in North Carolina, and that's troubling.
Bill Rowe is general counsel and director of advocacy for the North Carolina Justice Center.
But probably the biggest problem is the rate doesn't capture the number of people who are dropping out of the labor force because they can't find work. And if you really factored that in, the unemployment rate's probably over 10%.
Unemployment was on the minds of many of those who protested this week at the Moral Monday demonstration outside the legislature.
Forward together!
One of the speakers was James Andrews, president of the North Carolina State AFL-CIO. He recalled the new state law that overhauled unemployment. It resulted in the state not qualifying for federal emergency unemployment benefits.
170,000 hardworking people lost their benefits during that period of time. $700 million of our tax money went to the recovery in other states, not North Carolina. Something is wrong with that.
My name is Rennie Bidgood, but the people across the street may know me better as Couch Potato.
Bidgood lost her full-time job as a technical writer in Research Triangle Park back in 2011. She was one of the 170,000 people in North Carolina who did not get federal extended benefits. Bidgood says she struggled longer than needed because of new state policies.
No one on unemployment benefits wants to stay on unemployment benefits because the longer we stay on unemployment benefits, the more we drain our American dream. We drain our savings.
So as the state jobless rate goes down, so does the number of weeks of benefits. The idea is a lower jobless rate means it's easier to find a job. The change applies to jobless workers no matter where they live, though. In Chatham County, where the unemployment rate is 4.6%, or Cherokee County, where it's 8.6%. State Representative Julia Howard co-chairs the Joint Legislative Oversight Committee on Unemployment Insurance.
Unfortunately, federal law will not let us take the whole state and divide out by 100 counties and do something different for each county. They won't allow that, so we have to take it as the state as a whole.
People who are currently receiving benefits are eligible for up to 20 weeks. It used to be 26 weeks. Now, with an unemployment rate of between 6 and 6.5%, workers who lose their jobs after July 1st can expect a maximum of 14 weeks of unemployment benefits. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.